Welcome, folks, to another episode of Pitch by Pitch. And you're listening to your host, Ethan Gilding, followed by Ricky Fenimore. Ricky, how's it going?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Pretty good. And we also have a special guest on this episode, Carly Blood. Carly, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you guys?
Pretty good.
Pretty good.
So last Wednesday, both the varsity boys and girls played Woodsville. How did your guys' game go?
It was not the prettiest for BMU. However, Woodsville is a very good team, and they are going to go very far in the playoffs this year, I believe. So I think that we put up a pretty good fight. It ended up being 10-2, but most of those runs came in the first few innings. And after that, we pretty much were pretty equal.
Yeah, and Woodsville, they're the defending D4 state champs, right, for the girls?
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, so that's obviously tough. What other tough teams do you think you're going to face this season?
Definitely Oxbow and Danville. I'm not sure if they lost a few girls from last year, but they were the Division III and Division IV state champions last year. And we also have those games coming up pretty soon, like we play Oxbow today. So I think that both of those games are going to be pretty competitive.
Is it at Oxbow or is it here?
Yeah, it's at Oxbow.
I heard that in preseason, Woodsville and... was it Danville, right? They scrimmaged, and Woodsville won 20-0.
Yeah, that's correct.
Those are two really good teams.
Yeah, Woodsville is super good.
Woodsville is really good.
So statistically speaking, you guys have a pretty fair chance against Danville this year, because I know last year you guys lost in the semis to Danville, right?
Mm-hmm.
So maybe it's time for payback this year.
I hope so. I would love to win against Danville this year.
And then for baseball, Ricky, you were there, I were there, everyone, we know how that went. 6-0 game, almost, yeah. We one hit Woodsville, that was, I think
that
we had...
That was awesome.
Yeah.
Really good stuff out of our pitching.
Our attitudes in the beginning were like, oh my god, it's raining, we don't want to play, Todd, just please cancel the game, like, come on, what are we doing?
It's like, oh, this sucks, it's raining, it's cold, I don't want to be here.
And then as soon as the game got started, you know, we were up like, what, 3-0?
We got up 3-0 in the first inning.
In the first, yeah. And then we were like, all right, let's go. Let's play some baseball.
Yeah.
What has the morale been like ever since that first loss against Woodsville?
I think that it was kind of expected that we were going to lose against Woodsville, but it wasn't like a negative look on it. We were just like, we're going to go out there, play our hardest, and after that game, we're going to go win, and we're going to be good. And... which is, I think, is still the attitude in the dugout right now.
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't 20-0 like the Danville game, so.
Yeah, and it wasn't a complete shutout. Like, we got 2 runs, which, so.
Did those come early in the game or late in the game?
They were more middle, I would say. Yeah.
You said you were playing Oxbow today. You guys were the only team to beat Oxbow last year, is that correct?
Yes, we were their only loss.
So what is your confidence level going into this game against Oxbow, knowing I think you split with them last year, lost a game against them, won a game against them. What is your confidence level going into this game?
I think our confidence level is pretty high. Last year we beat them at home, and then they beat us by a lot more away. I think that they were out for blood, and they got that. But this year I think that we have a pretty good chance, so we're more confident going into the game.
Did they lose anyone last year?
I believe that they lost a few girls, but I know that their pitcher was an eighth grader last year, and so now she's a freshman, and she is very good. And so obviously she'll still be on the team, and I don't know what they have behind her, but I know that when you have good pitching in softball,
Jordan went yard in that game, didn't she?
Yeah.
The home game against Oxbow, she did hit an out-of-the-park home run.
Yeah, the funny thing was I was actually recording some B-roll for that game because I was doing a softball news package, and the home run was, like, the only thing I didn't get on. Like, I was just barely setting up the camera, and she hits a dinger over the fence, and I'm like, are you kidding me?
Yeah, that was pretty awesome.
So, on our baseball team, we have a lot of – well, we're very superstitious, you know, and I don't know if that's, like, just a baseball thing or – just a Blue Mountain thing, but we're very superstitious, so I was wondering if you guys have any traditions or superstitions.
We have a couple. So Carrie, our co-varsity coach, last year, she wore these little giraffe earrings, and she wore them like every game that we won, so they were a little superstition. But then we ended up losing in the semifinal, so she switched up her earrings this year, and we lost to Woodsville, so I think that she's going to put on a different pair of earrings. So yeah, earrings for Carrie are superstition.
You want to know what our superstition is this year? It's painting a mustache on Hayden's face before every game.
Yeah, Hayden looks like he straight up came out of Family Feud. Like, he just got done airing an episode, and he's like...
Yeah, so I have noticed that.
We take eye black, the stuff that, you know, you're supposed to put under your eyes and stuff, and what was it, before the Linden scrimmage, right?
Yep,
it was, Hayden, yeah. We saw this thing on Instagram, and then we were like, someone has to do it. They painted a mustache on their face.
And of course, Hayden was the
first one to volunteer. He's like, oh, yeah, I'll do it.
And then, actually, ever since, he's been taking his hunting, like, face
paint.
Oh,
yeah, like, face paint for hunting.
So he's got, like, this goopy brown, like, mustache. Looks like it's chocolate melting on his lip. Yeah. A couple of superstitions: we don't cross the bats. We don't do that. That's bad luck.
We don't either. We don't either. Especially me. I'm like, what are you guys doing whenever bats are crossed? Like,
yeah against North Country, we kept getting runners on, and then we never scored. So I took a look in the dugout, and there was some crossed bats. So I uncrossed it, and then with two outs, we put on like five runs against North Country. Yeah. I was like, oh wow. That's how that works, I guess.
Yep. Also, don't step on the lines.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. That's a big one,
That's
too.
Just a baseball etiquette thing at this point, I think. That's something a lot of teams
We always have our top buttoned unbuttoned.
Yep.
Yep. That's another jersey. Good luck thing.
We don't have buttons on our uniform anymore, so we can't do that one. But
I don't know. We got new high pants this year, high pants and high socks.
Yeah,
so
we're wearing high socks this year. I think it looks sharp. Yeah. I personally like
Especially it. Especially now, because it's all formal. Like, everybody looks exactly the same, mm-hmm. and it just looks good.
I like the girls' pants, the gray ones. I think that looks nice with the blue. The blue on gray, I like it.
Do you like them?
Yeah, what are your thoughts on them?
Coming from someone who has to wear them, I like the light gray better. Apparently, we couldn't get black, because that was our first choice to have for pants.
That would look nice, too.
I guess because it was too hard to clean or something, so we couldn't have black, and so I guess we went with dark gray. But as a team, I think we've all collectively agreed that we would have rather had light gray, but it was too late because they already ordered them.
I would have thought black would be easier to clean than white.
Yeah, I don't know
gray.
Why we couldn't get black. I think black would have looked pretty sharp.
Honestly, I'm a fan of white pants. I don't know why. I just think they look clean, you know?
But
like
parents,
really
my mom's not a fan of white pants. Chris Rose team had to wear them in All-Stars.
Yeah, yeah, my mom
awful.
Isn't either.
It's terrible to
I don't
wash.
Think any mom is a fan of white pants.
No.
The only thing with the high pants this year in baseball is I see a lot of people are getting cut up when they're sliding. Like, whether
Evan
like face first, feet
Evan,
first.
Evan had this huge... He, like, ripped a bunch of skin off of his leg. It was nasty.
Yeah,
was
and
Cameron did, too.
Yeah, he's got some, too.
Yeah.
Well, if you just hit stand-up doubles and stand-up triples, you don't have to worry about it.
Yeah.
What are your guys' goals for the season?
I mean, the obvious one is to win a state championship. That's everybody's goal, but...
I'm kind of more focused one game at a time at this point.
Yeah.
Trying not to focus on Centennial at this point.
Yeah. Just let the season play out, and then once we get there, we'll... handle that.
Mm-hmm.
What about you guys? What are your guys' goals?
Our coaches have made it pretty clear that our goal is to also win a state championship. I don't know. I think that if we all play to our best ability, that's definitely possible. But like you guys said, we'll just cross that bridge when we get there.
Do you think there's – what are – because last episode, Ricky and I were talking about the competition in D4, how it's – There's like maybe two or three teams. What about in D4 softball? Is there any good competition?
I think Danville in our league, because like I know that Proctor's usually up there. Same with West Rutland. They usually make it pretty far in the playoffs. I'm not sure of any other teams though, but definitely Danville. And yeah, because Danville and Proctor played in the championship last year. So.
You guys beat West Rutland in the the quarterfinals last
year. Yes, we
did.
Yep. And they were
usually
pretty solid.
Yeah, usually they have a tendency of stopping our girls' seasons.
Yeah.
They did in the championship.
Happened in basketball.
Yeah. They did it in the championship when Annie Dennis was a senior, I think.
Yep. Up in
Castleton or something, mm-hmm. at that field.
Yeah, that was crazy. You guys just always seem to – the girls always seem to play West Rutland, really, no matter what.
It's a
what.
Cool rivalry.
Yeah.
I mean.
So, yeah, you guys play Oxbow tonight. and then we both traveled to Thetford on Thursday, correct?
I believe so, yes.
Yeah, so what about the Thetford's girl team? Because I know Thetford boys, they made it to the championship last year.
They were
so,
in the Division III championship
last year. Yeah, so what about the girls? Are they solid, or?
I have not heard anything about Thetford girls, so unless our coaches have, we might just be going into this game having no scouting reports or nothing, but we'll see.
Honestly, that's like, you have the advantage if sometimes if you go into it not knowing because you can't, you're not going to play down or play up. You're going to play like your best game no matter what.
I agree with that.
All right, well, thank you, Carly, for joining us today.
Of course, thanks for having me.
Yeah, this has been Ethan Gilding and Ricky Fenimore, and you've been listening to Pitch by Pitch.